Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. It was a grand affair as Family Fair held their grand opening yesterday. After 6 months and over $3 million in renovations, the former Econo Foods on Division Street is now formally renamed and revamped. Spartan Nash VP Chris Williamson began the ceremony by thanking the community and with a raising of the flags by the Northfield VFW, both the American and the Honor and Remember flag.
It's a symbol for those families who've lost loved ones while in service to our nation, and lets them know their sacrifice will not be forgotten.
Chamber President Martha Casper spoke of their commitment to our community. Mayor Pownell added what an asset it is to have a downtown grocery store for the community and the people it employs. Store Director Jeff Kess added,
"Our incredible new store is a result of the hard work and commitment of many people, our associates, vendors, suppliers, community partners, government officials, and our neighbors throughout Northfield."
They gave gift baskets to the Northfield Police Department and Fire Department and gave a full pallet of Family Fair cereal and milk to the Community Action Center. Williamson wrapped it up.
"Thanks for coming out. We truly hope you enjoy our new store."
And with that, they cut the ribbon. Kess commented on some of the new amenities.
"We have a Betty Kay's Smokehouse. We added a full-service meat counter with fresh fish and seafood. Produce department has added hundreds of new items, including organic and natural items. We do our own fresh-cut fruit now in the store. We added a fast lane, which is online ordering."
The online ordering is pickup only at this point. Check out all the pictures on our website, kymnradio.net. The Northfield Council held a work session this week centered around the 2019 budget. By the end of September, they must set a preliminary levy. Administrator Ben Mardig said the general budget for the city of Northfield is $12.5 million. Half of that comes from the levy, property taxes. The rest is from revenue sources, which Mardig said are down about 0.6%. Some reasons include
our fines and forfeitures, our ice rental fees as it relates to St. Olaf looking at moving into their new facility.
There's an increase of 4.9% or over $430,000 for 2019. The biggest driver is payroll at a 3.6% increase due to a compensation study for city employees. If the council approves 4.9%, Mardig said that would translate to an $80 a year increase on a $300,000 home. Council is also looking at other options, including a levy of up to 9% as they consider additional staff. Mardig's full interview is on kymnradio.net. You can also view their meetings on the city's website. And Rice County Attorney John Fossum commented on the recent fatal stabbing of a Faribault man. In a case involving drugs, repeated domestic violence, and ending with 24-year-old Judana Williams in jail and 52-year-old Michael Bongers dead with three stab wounds.
"The claim was this was self-defense. I think the extra wounds kind of argue against self-defense, which is why we've charged her with murder."
Fossum said the investigation is just a week old.
"We have a lot of information yet to collect. We have a lot of evidence that needs to be tested by the BCA. So this is a case that's going to be going on for a while."
He said it is a serious, complex case. The real question to be answered is whether it's self-defense. Bongers had a no-contact order against Williams. News from around the state is next.